rocket at the Reno Club, a basic cap tie. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and McShane. Parker, Present, Piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week, we take you back to 2010 to celebrate the birthday of Basie vocalist Joe Williams. Dr. Pearl gets a letter from Santa Claus, and David Nedra and the band put some swing in the Ghosts of Christmas Past, Present, and Future. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
How's everybody doing tonight? I hope everybody's staying warm.
They are. They're going to get warm if they're not staying warm because we got a hot show for them tonight.
I know. And speaking of staying warm, it took me a day to recuperate from having one drink of your eggnog. One drink and my chestnuts were roasting. I ain't lying.
But was it tasty eggnog?
It was adult eggnog.
It's adult eggnog. I make eggnog from scratch and... my house is nice and warm.
Yeah, I was scratching and itching and all sorts of stuff.
But you
know,
Pearl.
You
can't have no more.
Christmas did come early for rich people and Republicans.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, Obama's like Santa Claus. Obama's like a really tall, skinny, good-looking, sexified Santa Claus. He's the kind of Santa Claus that can slide down my chimney and deliver some packages.
Pearl, have you even been good this year?
No, I've been bad.
Real bad?
Really, really bad. I've been like Bristol Palin dancing bad.
That is pretty bad. So let's get back to some good. Here's Nedra Dixon singing a Kansas City classic from Jay McShann and Priscilla Bowman, Hands Off.
Take your hands off of him. He don't belong to you. Sweet as he can be, keep your hands off of him, 'cause he belongs to me. Take your hands off of him, he don't belong to you. He's mine, all mine, no matter what to do. Treats me kind and gentle, makes me feel so good. He loves me every morning like a good man should. Take your hands off of him.
Mm-hmm.
would say, wonder what his love is like. Take your hands off of him, unless you want a good fight. Take your hands off of him, he don't belong to you. He's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. Now you've heard my story and you know the reason why. Keep your hands off of him, he don't belong to you. Take your hands off of him, he don't belong to you. No, he's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. He's mine, all mine, no matter what you do.
Tyrone Clark doing that bass solo for us.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of vocalist Joan Williams. Born Joseph Goreed in a small town in Georgia, little Joe was raised by his mother, who moved the family to Chicago. She took Joe to the Vendome Theater to hear Louis Armstrong. You know, inspired by rebellious new sounds of jazz, Williams formed his own vocal quartet and began performing as a vocalist with local bands.
Williams got his big break in 1954 when Count Basie hired him to sing with his band. Their first LP together, Count Basie Swings, Joe Williams Sings, was released in 1955, featuring the definitive version of Memphis Slim's Every Day I Have the Blues and All Right, Okay, You Win. The record went to the number 2 on the R&B charts and began one of the greatest vocal careers in jazz history.
During his long career, Williams won numerous downbeat male jazz vocalist awards. Between his Basie Band gigs, he sang with George Shearing, Cannonball Adderley, Clark Terry, and Harry Sweets Edison. Joe was nominated for 8 Jazz Vocalist Grammy Awards, winning in 1984 for Nothing But the Blues. He sang at Basie's funeral, and his star is next to the Count's on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Joe Williams was also introduced to a new brand of fans, if you will, when he became Claire Huxtable's father on The Cosby Show. We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Joe Williams made famous. To get that done, we'll need a great vocalist, and that would be our very own Mr. David Bassey.
David, tell me real quick, what do you like about Joe Williams?
Joe Williams was a wonderful singer. If you look around the room here, you'll see a mural of some great musicians like Count Basie and Joe Turner and so on and so forth. The great music of Kansas City. Here we are on the 12th Street in Kansas City, and Joe Williams was all about it.
Well, we're going to be all about it once we get you going on a tune. Hey, Joe Cartwright, what are we going to do here? Get started.
Yeah, this is a first song. It's a classic that Joe Williams recorded called Going to Chicago Blues. We're going to follow that up with a Louis Jordan tune that Williams also recorded called Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
Going to Chicago, sorry but I can't take you. Going to Chicago, sorry, but I can't take you. There ain't nothing in Chicago for a two-timing monkey woman like you. When you see me coming, baby, raise your window high. When you see me coming, baby, raise your window high. Oh, when you see me passing, hang your head and cry. You're so mean and evil, do things you ought not do. Oh, mean and evil, do things you ought not do. Makes me wonder what in the world's gone wrong with you?
That's why I'm going to Chicago. Oh, sorry, but I can't take you. Yeah, yeah, going to Chicago. Sorry, but I can't take you. 'Cause there ain't nothing in Chicago for a woman like you to do. Go to Joe Cartwright. Every time we got a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk to her gate. I gotta see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I gotta ask her, is you is you ain't my baby? Lately, where you're acting makes me doubt. Will you is still my baby, baby? Seems the flame, your heart's done gone out. With a woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change. Is you ain't my baby. Baby, baby, found somebody new. Better, baby, is my baby still my baby true? Is my baby still my baby true? la la.
Thank you. David Bassett. Now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, our first letter comes all the way from the North Pole. A Mr. Cross. Huh, he writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I spend all day listening to spoiled brats bug me for some expensive electronic gadget that it's going to be outdated by the time they're potty trained. In 3 weeks, I'll be on unemployment. How jolly is that? You got any advice for a guy who flunked out of Jenny Craig?"
Huh. I do have some advice, but first also have a few requests. Diamonds, whether it's earrings or necklace.
Oh.
One of them cars in my driveway with the Hue ribbon on top of it. And massages every 2 weeks. That would get me done. But let me help you out, all right? The screaming youngster, the smelly and the squirmy. But don't yell back at them or you will hear from their attorney. You want advice? I can't help you out because I read through your contract. There ain't no escape clause.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
though the job gives you the shakes.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
try to learn from your mistakes.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
maybe sell some reindeer steaks. You know it's the other white meat.
It's a little tough, though.
Our
next letter is from a lady sign going nowhere at O'Hare. She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I just spent 3 hours waiting in line at the airport security check. First, this big muscular TSA agent took a dozen pictures of the woman in front of me. I think he was making a calendar. Then he grabbed her like it was Antiques Roadshow and she had a Ming vase in her pants. Finally, it was my turn, and I passed right through. What's wrong with me?"
Huh. Well, you know, most people try to pass right through, but obviously you found something you want to be searched about. So, I'm gonna give you a few recommendations. Travel often. Wear bulky clothes. But I will help you out with some advice to get you through. You're waiting at the airport for the guard to touch your junk. You're not the person who would complain because this man is a hunk. He's pinching and groping. It is his official duty. So how come when he gets to you, he will not touch your booty?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Hey, that TSA guy is the bomb.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Next time, girl, don't act so calm.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Just put your breast into his palm. Put the T's back in TSA.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
So if you've got problems, hit us up, cause Dr. Pearl will be playing your song.
I'm waiting for you to call, Pete. I'm waiting for you to call.
I don't have any problems. What you talking about?
I can see you, Pete.
I got too many problems for a 1 hour long show.
Gossip.
Y'all stay cozy, stay warm, but most importantly, stay close. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Joe Williams, we celebrate the birthday this week of jazz pianist Barry Harris. Influenced by Art Tatum, Coleman Hawkins, Charlie Parker, and Thelonious Monk, Harris has played and recorded with some of the top names in jazz, including Dexter Gordon, Cannonball Adderley, and Mike Warren's favorite, Max Roach.
He is a respected jazz instructor, too. Today, at the age of 80, this bebop original continues to perform and teach worldwide. When he's not traveling, he holds weekly workshop sessions in New York City for vocalists, students of the piano, and other instrumentalists.
Let's play a tune Barry Harris recorded live at the Fat Cat in New York City. Here are Joe, Tyrone, and Mike with Perdido. Thank you.
Mike Warren on the drums.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the New York Giants had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Assange was finally captured. Now he's on a losing streak. The cops picked up Assange. Now he's on a losing streak. He's locked up tight in London, where all the world can watch him leak.
Don't ask, don't tell, ain't working. But John McCain, he wants more checks. Don't ask, don't tell, ain't working. But John McCain insists on checks. His wife thinks he's mistaken, which is why he gets no sex.
Facebook has a new profile for photos. There's more space. There's just one little problem. Nobody wants to see your face.
Is deck the halls with matzo balls, a Christmas carol for Jews. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
From the album Ultimate Joe Williams, here's David Bassey to sing a couple of tunes, All Blues and Every Day I Have the Blues.
My whole life is blue. Sometimes sky, sometimes sea. Crying sometimes for you and for me. I heard a woman sing the blues in Greek. Oh man, I can relate. All that bright blue sea and all that fate. The sea, the sky, and you and I. The sea, the sky, and you and I. We're all blues, all shades, all hues. Some blues are sad, some blues are glad. Dark and sad, or bright and glad, they're all blues, all shades, all hues. We're all blues. Thank you.
Every day I have the blues. Yeah, every day. Oh, every day I have the blues. When you see me worried, baby, don't you know it's you I hate to lose? Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care now. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Heart, luck and trouble, you know, oh, you know, oh, you know, oh, I've had my share. That's why I packed my suitcase, move on down the line. You know I packed my suitcase. There ain't nobody worried, and there sure ain't nobody, there sure ain't nobody crying. Every day, I have the blues. Every day, I have the blues. When you see me worried, baby, but it's you I hate to lose. Jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If y'all like jazz like I like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. For that, we go to David Bassey. Tell us what's going on, David.
Oh man, lots of things going on in the world of jazz music, Pete. You know, jazz musicians, lots of times they dress real nice and everything, but they're one step from the dumpster most of the time. And the best thing you can do for any jazz musician is buy their CD. Walk up to them and say, hey, you're a jazz musician. Do you have a CD? They'll say, yes, I do. I have a trunk load of them. Well, then I would like to buy one. That's a good thing to do. Isabel Rose, Swinging from the Hip. Good for the dancers. Isabel Rose, Swinging from the Hip. And how about Jamie Paul? Christmas time of year. What? What?
That's what happens when I look at it. I go. That's a pretty good looking CD there. Besides vocalist Joe Williams, we celebrate the anniversary of the birth of another great vocalist. How about the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra? How about the birthdays of Reedman, Bud Johnson, Joe Farrell, Gene Quill, Cecil Payne, and Grover Washington Jr.? It's the birthday week of trombonist Dan Barrett, Curtis Fuller, and tonight's show trumpet player and band leader Clark Terry. This week we celebrate birthdays of three swinging jazz drummers, Danny Richmond, who recorded with Charles Mingus, Sonny Greer, drummer with the Ellington Band, and Tony Williams, who got his start with Miles Davis at the age of 19 and recorded hundreds of records throughout the 60s, 70s, 80s. That's a lot of records, a lot of years. And a happy birthday to pianist Eddie Palmieri and blues singer Big Mama Thornton. Just some of what happened this week in jazz.
You know, next week, Pete, we'll be right back on this stage with the music of Cab Calloway.
Yeah.
You live like jazz. You've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile. Crazy man, wild jazz.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, it's too bad that WikiLeaks guy is in jail. I was hoping he'd help us find Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, not to mention he could have looked for Jimmy Hoffa, yeah. Amelia Earhart, yeah. The career of David Hasselhoff, or even that Waldo guy. I wonder where he is.
Yeah. You know, poor guy even has the Swiss mad at him. Apparently, yeah. One of those leaked documents proves that the Swiss Army doesn't even know how to use their own knives.
Okay, Pete, I'm going to tell you, you do not mess with the Swiss Army.
Why's that?
Because I've seen what they can do with a nail file and a corkscrew.
Oh.
It's not pretty.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just cut that out. You know, here's a secret that WikiLeaks missed. Joe Williams and Sarah Vaughan collaborated on this Frank Lesser tune from Guys and Dolls. Here's David and Edra to sing If I Were a Bell.
We're cozy and clingy. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing.
From the moment we kiss tonight, that's the way I gotta behave. If I were a lamp, I would light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave.
Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging.
And if I were a watch, I'd be popping my springs. And if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Ask me how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning.
I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way you looked.
Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack.
And if I were a goose I'd be cooked.
Ask me how do I feel? Ask me now that we're fondly caressing. If I were a salad, I'd be tossing my dressing.
And if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. Well, if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding. Surely be spring. Surely be spring. Ooh, if I were a bell.
Oh, if I were a bell.
If we were a bell, bell, we'd go ding dong,
ding dong,
Are you okay? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Not one. Three. In a dream. And they all look like Kenny G.
Oh, it's just like in that Charles Dickens story, A Christmas Carol. Maybe it's your punishment for telling people Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
No.
Well, what did they say to you?
Well, the first one told me he was the ghost of Christmas past. He reminded me of something I shouldn't have done this year.
What was that?
Instead of gifts, you cause more family rifts. Send that fruitcake, same one every year. It's a mistake. This time don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, you know, I hate those fruitcakes too. What did the second ghost tell you?
Oh, you mean the ghost of Christmas presents. She gave me some advice for buying stuff for my girlfriend.
Never know what you should get her. Something that will show you care. Last year it was just a blender. Now make it lacy underwear. Victoria's Secret.
Now that there is very good advice. How about ghost number three?
Oh, he was scary. The ghost of Christmas future. He showed me what will happen to people if, you know, people don't start buying more jazz and blues CDs.
There won't be bebop, there won't be swing, there won't be Miles Monk or even B.B. King. Just Justin Bieber, baby, 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 oh.
Wow, I don't want any of those ghosts to visit me. I am throwing out the fruitcake, taking back the blender and giving everyone I know a jazz CD this holiday. Did they say anything else?
Something about a Tiny Tim. Better buy an ukulele, too.
God bless us, every one of us. Here are Joe, Tyrone, and Mike with a bebop tune that Barry Harris recorded. Olio.
Bring up David Bassey to sing a Kansas City classic and my favorite, Joe Williams Count Basie tune, Roll'em Pete.
I got a gal lives up on a hill. I got a gal lives up on a hill. She wants to quit me, but I love her still. Got eyes like diamonds, shine like Klondike gold. Yeah, eyes like diamonds, shine like Klondike gold. Every time she kisses me, it sends my mellow soul. Everybody say shout. I said shout. a bit but dizzy.
Shut.
Time she kisses me, shins my mellow soul. Roll, beat and jump for joy. Hey, baby, I'm happy. I'm as happy as a baby boy. With a brand new Christmas toy. Oh, mama gonna get me early in the morning shower. Someday, baby, you so beautiful. You got to die someday. All the ones they love before you pass away. Happy time, yes, 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 Tyrone.
That's our show. Thanks to our special guest and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and audio engineer Chad Mize masters the show, with help from Chris Meck and Brian McCourt. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com, Mick Warnock, and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And the next time you're in Kansas City, stop by for one of our live broadcasts. Join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.